The Tri-Cities two members of parliament are back in the House of Commons today, January 29, after the winter break to push for their and their party's priorities. NDP MP Bonita Zerillo, Port Moody Coquitlam, and Liberal backbencher Ron McKinnon, Coquitlam Port Coquitlam, say affordability and housing are top of mind. Speaking with the Tri-City News from Ottawa this morning, Zerillo said the NDP caucus, which met last week in Edmonton, plans to push for actionable measures. Finding affordable rental housing in the Tri-Cities is difficult, she said, as a result of decisions made by the Liberal and, previously, Conservative governments. Zerillo said she's currently working with the housing minister to identify where local affordable housing, such as co-ops, can be retained with federal investment. There are lots of opportunities in the Tri-Cities, she said, noting the federally created Garden Court and Tri-Branch cooperatives on Packard Avenue, outside of her constituency, of which Coquitlam recently pitched in $5.8 million. The province is set to grant $50.5 million. Zerillo met with the federal minister on that file because the Liberals were doing nothing on that. A lot of seniors are very worried about losing their housing there. Of the Liberals' priorities for the next parliamentary sitting, McKinnon wrote today, "We continue to advance solutions for Canadians, affordability and housing, in particular." Zerillo said she'll also press for better environmental standards, pointing to the recent air quality bulletin about a Burnaby refinery incident that generated calls to her office. "I know this is an area that people are anxious about," she said. "It's time, really, to get serious about making these corporations burning fossil fuels pay. It's incredible that they're still getting subsidies. I will continue to push and hold them accountable, for our health." As for the new federal dental care plan that came into effect last month and the NDP sought, Zerillo said she'll be making sure her eligible constituents apply. The Canadian Dental Care Plan is aimed at low- and middle-income residents, with a household income of under $90,000 and without private insurance. In recent discussions with voters, Zerillo said she spoke with a mother who took her kids to the dentist for their first time. "It's an amazing program." And she added she'll continue to champion better wages and working conditions for women, especially those employed in long-term care homes and childcare centers. "Women," she said, "took a chance on the Liberal government really working for them and it has not done that. Women are underpaid and underrepresented." She added, "The Conservatives don't even mention women in their economic platform. They've made massive cuts to women's shelters and programs for women fleeing abuse." Meanwhile, a memorial will be held in the House of Commons today to pay tribute to the late NDP leader Ed Broadbent, who died on January 11, 2024.